We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens, which is a super important part of my morning routine. With one scoop of Athletic Greens, you get 75 high-quality vitamins, whole food-sourced superfoods, and probiotics to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, all the things. And best of all, it tastes amazing, and it's really helped with better sleep quality and recovery for me. Whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, whatever it is, it fits right into your diet. Look, lots of people take some kind of multivitamin, and I think it's important to choose one with high-quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb. That's why I drink Athletic Greens every morning. And that's why it's recommended by professional athletes in all kinds of different sports. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially since it's cold and flu season right now. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/insight. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/insight to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Athletic Greens. This episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens, which is a super important part of my morning routine. With one scoop of Athletic Greens, you get 75 high-quality vitamins, whole food-sourced superfoods, and probiotics to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, all the things. And best of all, it tastes amazing, and it's really helped with better sleep quality and recovery for me. Whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, whatever it is, it fits right into your diet. Look, lots of people take some kind of multivitamin, and I think it's important to choose one with high-quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb. That's why I drink Athletic Greens every morning, and that's why it's recommended by professional athletes in all kinds of different sports. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially since it's cold and flu season right now. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/insight. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/insight to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Athletic Greens.
All systems are go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Chris Van Vliet.
How are you, my friends? Oh, welcome back to another audio adventure here on Insight. I'm CVV, Chris Van Vliet. Thank you so much for being with us on this one. And look, I get it. I understand. EC3 and control your narrative isn't exactly everyone's cup of tea. I know that. EC3 knows that. But I applaud him for doing something different. And we talk about that, some of the decisions that he's made with this, and so much more during this conversation. Take a screenshot. Let us know that you're listening. Let us know what stands out for you the most here. And tag us. EC3 is at The Real EC3. I'm at Chris Van Vliet. And speaking of social media, you may have seen it earlier this week, but I am beyond excited to announce the first ever live podcast episode of Insight. It's happening Thursday, March 31st during WrestleMania week in Dallas. And we've got a big guest, both literally and figuratively. Adam Scher, better known as Braun Strowman in WWE, is going to be joining us. And this is his first interview since being released from WWE. So he has a lot to say. In fact, on Instagram, he said he's spilling the tea all into the river. So you can check out my Instagram, my Twitter, his Instagram or his Twitter for ticket information. But tickets start at $25. There is the VIP opportunity for meet and greets. I would love to see you there. The first ever live episode of Insight. Oh, man. It's first of many, too. So we've got some other big guests lined up for the rest of the year, but would love to see you there in Dallas. I can't wait for that one. If this is your first time listening to the show, by the way, please take a second to click follow or subscribe wherever you're listening. And you can be like MarsBar420, who's our fan of the week. He says, Mount Rushmore podcasts. Longtime wrestling fan, longtime listener of the pod. My favorite part is getting to catch up with some of my favorite wrestlers. CVV always asks intriguing questions and just keeps a great pace. I can't recommend this podcast enough. Well, thank you. I read one review in every single episode. It's my way to say thanks for being on this journey with me. So if you have Apple Podcasts, leave a few words on there and we'll shout you out here. Yeah, for free, of course. If you happen to listen on Spotify, it'd be so awesome if you could go in there and leave a 5-star rating, because Spotify just started doing this. We now have, I think it's 525 ratings on there. You guys are awesome. Let's see if we can get to 1,000. Let's see if we can get to 1,000 ratings. Boy, I'm putting myself on the spot here. My birthday is 2 months away. Could we do it by May 19th? 1,000 ratings on Spotify? I know you guys could do it. So let's make that happen. Boom, put it out there. 1,000 ratings on Spotify. It takes literally 3 seconds. So maybe 2. I don't know. But if you could do that, that'd be great. All right. It's a long intro. Let's dive into this. Please welcome from Orlando. That's where we did this interview. EC3. When does chest day begin?
Chest day will begin immediately upon this interview's conclusion.
Well, I guess it is chest day right now.
It is. Friday being chest day, my entire programming is discombobulated, as you could see, because yesterday we were going to film a leg workout, usually leg days Thursday, shoulder days Friday, but because of scheduling conflicts, I had to move leg day to Monday. Then we had a back day yesterday.
A hell of a back day.
Which will be on your YouTube channel very shortly.
This is a great little like precursor to that. It's a little teaser to what's coming.
Because we're such, you know, Hollywood artists that we've filmed out of order.
That's it.
You know, but yeah, we had a great back day. Then you had to go do arms with Killer Cross.
Ooh. Which also is a, you know, we're teasing that workout that's going to be coming to the YouTube channel too.
And then, so yes, chest day, normally not on a Friday, will be this Friday immediately upon completion of this interview and cordial goodbyes.
Does everything else in your life have this much structure or just your workout and eating?
If my business had this structure, if the narrative had this structure, if my personal finances had this structure, if my life had this structure, I would probably be a lot less psychotic. But no, only my eating and training has this structure.
Why don't you take some of this and pepper it into the other things in your life?
Because all those other things, I feel like the universe puts me in the position it needs to be and it'll all work itself out. As long as I work out on time, I don't care what happens during the day.
I drank 2 pre-workouts yesterday.
You did. One was Berserk from Black Magic Supply, promo code EC320.
Oh, no.
The other
promo
was, I believe,
EC3.
Chemix from the Gorilla Chemist. And that promo code, I believe, is just EC3. And you preferred Berserk, if I recall.
I think it was a better flavor for me.
It's delicious.
I saw a Billy Gunn workout, pre-workout right here.
Well, I guess you don't remember because yesterday during our back day, I mentioned the story.
You mentioned it, but the video hasn't come out yet. So we're...
Yes, do you want to see it?
I'll pull it over here. Has
all sorts of...
Look how jacked he is.
He's so jacked. He's so tall. Gunpowder.
Like Billy Gunpowder.
That too, but I think being in the supplement game, the whole aspect is like, what's fun about it is naming your branding, supplements right? Crazy shit.
Yes.
Gunpowder. Like, how do you not take gunpowder?
Promotes maximum strength, enhanced energy, and focus.
Can we see the ingredients?
Yeah, I'm trying to see how much caffeine is in here.
I believe it's 350. Oh, 450?
Well, that's between everything.
Okay. Yeah. So I believe I did ask him and he said 300.
This is getting very nerdy now.
A lot of citrulline. That's good.
Where's the beta-alanine?
I don't think it has beta-alanine.
Oh, but that's what I want, the tingles.
Well, if you want beta-alanine straight, go to bulksupplements.com using promo code EC3. And they do separate all their ingredients. So like in theory, the perfect pre-workout you want, you can make yourself with just the ingredients.
Have we ruined the shot now by getting too close together?
I doubt it.
Okay. All right. But thank you for inviting me to the gym. That was a great workout.
That was a great workout.
Everyone is going to love that. Why is your eye still black? What's happened here?
I was punched in the face. Was it by a man or was it by life? You decide.
So what happened to leg day? Because you said like everything got messed up because you almost died.
Well, in theory, we were coming off of our very first live event, huge success, amazing time. But the next day, we had a pre-production and we had a narrative seminar that took a lot of out of us mentally because it's such a bonding experience between ourselves and the talent we bring in. The following day, we had our very first shoot with Pro Wrestling TV at Pro WTV for Free the Narrative 3. And there's a lot of responsibility and burdens on us, especially when you're performing, you're producing, you know, you're kind of responsible for a lot of the things going on and you have a great team around you, but you're like mentally make sure you need to be a part of everything because you're just a neurotic overseer of things.
Right.
And so from like the exhaustion, plus we're fighting a fake culture war the whole entire week before, that so much happened with exhaustion and mental and physical. And then
talking about the comments online.
No, stuff like that, but like the physicality and then training leading up to it to like look super, super fucking jacked and ripped. But by the end of it, I was laying in bed after a very successful day and a very great day and a day that's going to send us off into the future. And I kind of like had a moment in my bed where I felt like I was almost dying.
And so you said, like, you know what? Probably shouldn't do leg day.
No, I was like, I'm going to have to move leg day by at least 3 days. And then therefore I did. What I did do is I finally took 2 to 3 days off completely. And I ate like a pig. Then I felt worse because I was eating like a pig. So that didn't help me. And then trying to segue back within what we call a deload in training. So then I had to deload legs first, yada, yada. And then it's Monday. Something else happened with new programming from my mobility coach where I didn't want to intertwine my new clean and jerk routine with back day on the same day. So I had to move leg day to Monday, leg day aesthetic Monday, which was Monday morning. Therefore, Thursday morning would have been leg day aesthetic day with you and I at the dump probably, but it got discombobulated and here we are. And
This is like that scene in The Hangover when Zach Galifianakis mm-hmm. is seeing all the numbers in front of him.
Yeah, I feel like Charlie Day sitting at the board smoking a cigarette.
That's,
like, that's my training regimen here.
By the way, happy birthday. Oh my gosh, today.
Yes, birthdays aren't real though. The only birthday you have, the only birthday you have is the day you were born. Each and every day after that is just a day for you to find out who you truly
are. It's a celebration of your birth.
You only celebrate one. It is a celebration.
You didn't celebrate it the first time it happened. You don't remember?
I came screaming in the world saying, hey, mom.
You definitely didn't say, hey, mom.
Vividly. I'm like, get this umbilical cord the hell off me. Throw that placenta on ice. Let's go. It's leg day.
You saved the placenta? Very nice. Very forward thinking.
I don't
want
to talk about my mom's innards, man.
We're going to go way off on a tangent here, but do you remember what your first memory was?
Yes, I do. My first memory was my very first surgery. When I was 3 years old, I had a bleeding ulcer. And the very first memory I have is them pulling staples out of my stomach when I was coming off of anesthesia. Like, my very first memory is the most excruciating pain I've ever been in.
Wow. Without this turning into a therapy session, this may explain, you know.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here we are.
This may explain how you've... I
remember the lights, too. And I remember they put a cartoon on to distract me. But I couldn't be distracted because they're pulling metal out of my body.
But you were like there's some sort of anesthesia, right? So you're feeling off pain.
Yeah. I was coming off of it and feeling the pain.
Well, with all of that said, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. Where are we, by the way? People are going to look at this. They're going to see that we're in the rant room right now.
Yes, we are live in the rant room here at Control Your Narrative headquarters, aka Justified Prince. If you ever need your t-shirt made, go to justifiedprince.com. We make your dreams wearable. And at justified_prince on Instagram. So, but we're almost too busy to do that job. It's kind of, I dare I say, the soap creation in Fight Club. This is Justified Prince is sort of our front for our nefarious side business, which is Control Your Narrative.
There's been a lot of comparisons between what you guys are doing and Fight Club.
Yeah,
do you think those are justified?
Absolutely, because, I mean, we stole a lot of ideas from it. No doubt about it. Well, and then, yeah, there was one comment actually recently. Somebody should tell EC3 that Fight Club is parody and he's not really Tyler Durden. And I said, the Fight Club is satire.
Yeah.
And tell EC3 he's not really Tyler Durden. And I said, professional wrestling is satire. So you're making my point.
Mm.
I'm aware. In fact, I'm so self-aware, I can handle any of your grueling questions.
What about like if someone were to come in here? Explain what the rant room is, because it's a fascinating idea that I think a lot of people went, they're really going to do that?
Yeah, I'm a man of my word. The rant room originated because it sounds cool in my mind. And in our first feature, Free the Narrative, I always thought that if I was creating this army of men, that there would be this therapeutic room where there would be a camera on and they would walk in. It's almost like a confessional from a reality show. But they walk into the rant room and they just...
This episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens, which is a super important part of my morning routine. With one scoop of Athletic Greens, you get 75 high-quality vitamins, whole food-sourced superfoods, and probiotics to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, all the things. And best of all, it tastes amazing, and it's really helped with better sleep quality and recovery for me. Whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, whatever it is, it fits right into your diet. Look, lots of people take some kind of multivitamin, and I think it's important to choose one with high-quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb. That's why I drink Athletic Greens every morning. And that's why it's recommended by professional athletes in all kinds of different sports. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially since it's cold and flu season right now. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/insight. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/insight to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Athletic Greens.
Orlando, and it was utilized.
Who was in there?
Well, a fan came to the VIP. He asked me, is the rant room real? And I said, absolutely. And he said, I'd like to talk to Austin Aries. And I said, shit. Okay. I don't know if he's here yet. So I go to the back. I go, you know, I know he's there. The one problem with the rant room is I should have, I meant it for me directly, but then bringing other people into my insanity wasn't the best choice. But those that support it, we're behind it. So Austin, you have a request for the rant room. And he says, okay. So I find the guy. I go, ready? And he says, yeah. And so I grab him.
Okay.
And Austin comes in and there's this electrical closet with the rant rooms written on the door. I bring the two in there. And for 3 minutes that I stood there, this fan proceeded to do nothing but talk about how good of a wrestler Austin Aries is and how much he respects him. And I'm telling you, it's at the tin roof, so they serve food. There's forks, spoons, there's knives in this rant room. And for 3 minutes, this fan, bless him, talks about to Austin, to his face, how cool he is, how much he respects him, how much he likes him. But I know he wants to get to what he really wants to say because he's going, I just wish you'd, and then Austin finally, you just wish I'd what? And he goes, I just wish you'd stop tweeting your opinion so much. And Austin goes, why? It's mine. And the fan really had no justifiable answer to it. And then I'm like, I think this is good. I have other things to do. Can I leave? And Austin's like, yeah, it's fine. But what I learned is that face-to-face, proper discourse, discussion, different opinions, different objections, different lives can find common ground. They can find peace. And maybe peace is what the rant room is for.
Well, the interesting thing is anyone can say anything when they're hiding behind a keyboard, hiding easily behind a username.
I had a great line. Ditch the keyboard and let it rip. Mm. I thought that was clever.
That's pretty great. Yeah. I think the people don't realize when they're typing it out and they're putting it out into the world that, number one, I don't think people realize that other people can consume this. And maybe the person who you intended this tweet for is going to actually read that and even respond to that.
Yeah. I vividly remember I've seen and heard a lot of crazy shit thrown my way, and none of it really bothers me, but one stood out where one nice young lady, I'm sure, told me, you're a depressive meathead and I hope you kill yourself. And I'm like, ow!
What have really I done mean? To you? Could you imagine if you had said that to her? Not about the meathead part, but
I would never say that to another human being because I'm too busy succeeding and fighting for things that matter. I've never met one person who has trash-talked an athlete, an entertainer, a professional wrestler, a politician, ever, who's ever done anything good, true, or worth doing in their lives. I just don't think that exists.
Is the rant room going to be in Dallas?
Absolutely.
WrestleMania week?
Absolutely. And for $100, you can rant at whoever you want. Not true. For $100, you can have a VIP meet and greet. If you want the rant room, I'm going to clear it with the person you want to rant with or at. And if they accept, they have
So wait,
choice.
It's not an extra amount? It's just $100 for the meet and greet?
Yeah.
And if you want the rant room, it's just like...
And I will open
that
it...
That should be an extra thing.
You know what?
WrestleMania week.
Yeah. I'll open it up to GAs. I'll open
then
it up.
Then they pay the $100?
No. They can pay the...
There's going to be a line now.
We'll see. I doubt it.
I don't know.
There are nobody if is this going was, to talk
if,
to someone.
If WrestleMania was in New Orleans, it'd be a completely different thing.
Yeah, but these
people
would be
coming from Bourbon Street.
Yeah, they'd be like, let me tell you why you suck.
Yeah.
And be like, well, I know why I suck, but let's hear it. What do you got?
When you announced that Austin Aries was part of Control Your Narrative, I think people got really upset.
A small vocal minority did. But then
he was trending on Twitter.
He's trending on Twitter without even tweeting. That's publicity you can't buy.
That's true.
Mr. What is he? Arts and Culture?
Arts and culture.
Yeah, but
people have very strong opinions about Austin Aries, and I know
and
this
okay.
because he was on my show, and people had very strong opinions about me even giving him the platform to speak on my show.
That's what I don't get: is how do you know what someone thinks, feels, or even truly says if you don't hear what they think, or understand what they feel, or where it's coming from, or actually listen within context to what is truly being said.
So what was your idea behind bringing him into the project?
Mostly, he reached out prior to us even announcing that we are becoming a real, promotion in a sense, or we have television, or we're running a series of live events, or we're really growing at a rapid rate. Before all of that, he just said, I dig what you're doing, and I'd love to be a part of it one day. And I'm like, here's a guy, former world champion, one of the best wrestlers in the world, who went away for a long time. When he went away, it was on a personal journey of discovery. It wasn't because he was blackballed. Like, he just had to get away. And, like, that's a story worth telling. And that's a story worth hearing, I think. So he reached out, and then we had a very intricate phone call with him, my partner, JC, the narrator, and I. And we were like, we're feeling this. This feels good. Let's look at the downs. Okay, he's controversial. He has opinions, but there's nothing cancelable. So he has his opinions. What we're fighting against is, the perception of somebody based on what you don't know. Anyway, so it seemed logical. It seemed, in a sense, safe. Plus, if I'm inheriting a world champion in the ring, here's a guy that when we're bringing up the next generation of talent to think differently, work differently, act differently, truly be able to encompass what we think this industry is, he's a great guy to do it because he's so good. And he's a leader. He's a locker room leader. He's a leader in his own life. And I respect that. Do I agree with him on things? I don't know. Probably not. But I can have discourse and I can have discussion and I can live happily knowing that maybe we don't see eye to eye on certain things, but we do have the same vision for what this industry could be.
I think that people went, EC3 is attaching his name to Austin Aries. Therefore, he must agree with everything that Austin Aries stands for. And they're kind of lumped you together.
That's a terrible mindset. And that's why I think what the problem is with society and culture here. You're either one thing or the other.
Very interesting. It's you're this team or this team.
But that's not true at all.
No, and these teams are now against each other.
But the majority of people are on neither team and they're in the middle going, you suck. You're nuts.
Yeah.
You know, so whatever. But then at the same time, announcing Austin Aries, unbeknownst to us, at the exact same time we announced Austin Aries, a vicious, horrific, terribly unfounded, untrue, completely asinine, created by somebody who's probably out to destroy us, rumor arrives on Reddit and people believe it. Mm. So it was almost a perfect storm of, oh, this may be two and two together. That's who they are. Huh. Yeah.
What did you do to combat that?
I did an interview dispelling each and every facet of it. And then because I offended so many people, I was deplatformed from that thing where I would have an interview. And
You deplatformed from?
Well, because apparently I said a number that has some sort of racism ties that I'm so unracist I didn't know existed. In saying just a number. So immediately people assumed that.
So where have you been deplatformed from?
Well, nowhere specifically. Fightful was, I was doing a weekly interview with Fightful to kind of build up how it would, with Sean Rossap. I was doing, because what we're doing is so interesting and unique. We're an unfunded, completely independent sort of group trying to jump into the wrestling fray with no corporate backing whatsoever, no, you know, financial like income. We're really putting our all into something unique and organic and hoping to see it grow. So I thought it'd be a cool story for Fightful to document the week by week of this leading up to our show in Dallas. Yeah. And it keeps us in the news cycle. And we were doing it. It was cool. And then like, wow, you really got a real story now because this is happening and this is happening. But then I set a number and it wasn't that people took it the wrong way, because if you watch it within the context, it's obvious I don't know what I'm saying. The interviewer states he obviously doesn't know what he's saying, but the way people report it is that I said it with all the intent in the world, because that's what I would do. Is like
well, people just read the headline. They don't actually like watch the interview.
But I'm almost glad that happened, because context is so important and context is what's lost. And if I have to die on the sword that the people that are in the middle who say, you suck and you're insane, are seeing how this infiltrates their news and people's opinions, maybe it awakens them to the fact that they are being lied to and manipulated so they can be therefore controlled. And the fact is happening in something so insignificant as pro wrestling. Imagine what's going on in real life.
Mm. So what is Control Your Narrative for people who may be hearing about this now for the first time?
To control your narrative is to tell your story. That is my intent for it. But we ask everybody what it means to them, and we always get unique and different responses. What does control your narrative mean to you?
Well, I'll get to that in one sec. I think it stemmed from the idea that in WWE, you didn't have the opportunity to control your own narrative.
And that's very simple, but at the same time, did I not take the opportunities necessary to control my narrative and stand for what I believed in, whether or not it would lead to my termination, downfall, or release anyways? Did I try to play it safe too much? Did I hide behind the fact everybody else feels the same way and it's a groupthink and it's a toxic groupthink that nothing matters? Did I fall in line with that and not control my narrative enough to, look, I might get fired, but should I have just burst my way into Vince's door and tell him, here's why you suck and I'm awesome? Maybe. So like I take full accountability.
But you're making a good amount of money. You've got exposure on TV. When you're booked on TV, it's like, oh, do I really want to compromise that?
You don't really.
Yeah.
Until it's, you don't, but you kind of do. And it just depends. Do you have the guts and the courage to? And at the time I didn't, because I did. I mean, where was I? I was in a
You were a mute.
Yeah, I was in a mute, concussed, out of action, brain hurt, like bad place mentally because of this. World burns in front of us with a pandemic and a shutdown and a lockdown. Like, I'm sitting there.
Yeah, you were released 1 month into the pandemic.
But even into that month, you know, that was a time where people like were trying to get released and they wouldn't let anyone go. And they were trying to make their big stands on social media. Like, I asked for a release and they didn't give it to me. And like, oh, you poor bastard. Shut up. Shut up. Stop complaining on social media, wrestlers. You suck. Stop. Anyways. But I'm in that position. All right. I'm making good money. I have a family whose business is suffering because of these lockdowns and these shutdowns. I need to make sure I can take care of them. We're starting a new business here. I need to make sure I can take care of this and our employees. Like, I can't give up that, even though every day I'm more and more miserable. And then it happened, and I was completely relieved because I didn't have to make the decision. The universe made it for me.
And I've said this to you before, but it's just so crazy to me that former Impact Wrestling World Champion, you had such a great run there. And then you go to WWE and it's like they don't know what to do with you.
Yeah, I mean, NXT was cool for a little bit, but I was never meant for the NXT. It was more like, oh, where are we going to find something for him? And then when we were called up, it was very rash and unplanned and unpurposeful. So you think, well, that's okay. I'll make the most of it. Like, our vignettes were shot. I mean, back in the day, vignettes were shot with intent and purpose. And
yeah.
But was called up in a mass group and like we're shooting our vignettes in our homes and stuff. And I'm like, this doesn't feel like this is destined for whatever. And then, yeah, I'm a mute when I'm fairly capable of speaking out loud. But
it's pretty clear that the people there had never seen your work in Impact Wrestling, perhaps.
Well, the people there that brought me in and knew me, the agents and were friends and fans of my work did. But they also did not step up and say, because one man's opinion's the rule of law there, that, hey, no, don't make him a mute. He's good at talking. You probably get a lot of booze and then people pay money to see him get beat up.
It seems, though, that if you have success elsewhere, they don't want you to also have success in WWE.
I don't know.
It's really hard to think of someone who is super successful in Impact. Ring of Honor, obviously, there were many examples of people who were successful in Ring of Honor, but not a lot of people who were successful in Impact Wrestling other than AJ Styles.
Yeah, is that it?
And Samoa Joe. But those are also Ring of Honor guys, though.
Yeah. I don't know if we're reading too much into where they came from, because I don't think Impact was ever even on Vince's radar, where he's like, I'm going to buy them and destroy them. But I do think that it's one man's opinion and it's made immediately. And unless you do something to change that, it doesn't matter what you do because it'll never happen for you. Because everybody, again, unlike me, well, I was at the time, but job scared, yeah, trying to hold on to their job and their position and yeah, aren't going to
and pay a mortgage and pay a car payment.
Yeah. Pay for the three illegitimate
real
kids.
Real life, yeah.
Whatever.
Three of them, wow.
I have six, so.
EC 4, 5, and 6.
They're bastards.
So my first HelloFresh box just arrived, and I am loving this. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and delicious seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. The recipes are so easy to follow. They're quick to make. They even have pictures to guide you along the way. And hey, if I can do it, you can do it too. They offer 50 weekly recipes featuring a range of flavors, cuisines, and ingredients, so you'll never get bored and you can try something new every week. I'm subscribed to the Fit and Wholesome box, and man, that crispy Parmesan chicken that my girlfriend Rachel and I whipped up, so good! Also, the pecan crusted chicken. Also, do you say pecan or pecan? Pecan crusted chicken, pecan crusted chicken. Either way, amazing. And it saved a ton of money for something that tasted just as good as going to a restaurant. And we did it in about 30 minutes, sometimes less. Go to HelloFresh.com/Insight16 and use the code Insight16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com /insight16. Use that code insight16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. This episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens, which is a super important part of my morning routine. With one scoop of Athletic Greens, you get 75 high-quality vitamins, whole food-sourced superfoods, and probiotics to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, all the things. And best of all, it tastes amazing, and it's really helped with better sleep quality and recovery for me. Whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, whatever it is, it fits right into your diet. Look, lots of people take some kind of multivitamin, and I think it's important to choose one with high-quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb. That's why I drink Athletic Greens every morning. And that's why it's recommended by professional athletes in all kinds of different sports. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially since it's cold and flu season right now. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/insight. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/insight to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Athletic Greens.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I will answer your question now. What does it mean to me to control your narrative? And I think it's the idea of living life on your own terms. And I define success as being excited for what you're going to do that day. And then being excited, being proud of what you've done at the end of your day. That's it for me.
Were you proud of your day yesterday?
Damn right.
You should have been.
In fact, I said that to Zeus.
Yeah.
When we got back to the hotel.
Baller workouts, traveled across the country.
Yeah.
Hanging and banging, rock and rolling, got some green beer, right? Did you?
No, we did drink old fashions last night.
See?
Yeah.
You'll see it on the YouTube video, but he's asking me about drinking beer, and I go on a rant about how beer is estrogen, beer is soy, beer makes men weak. Like, if you're going to be a man, drink straight whiskey or tequila.
So we had some whiskey.
And you're a man.
Yeah.
And happy with your day. And I think
that's every day, though. That's every day, though.
That's a great day. And then control your narrative really was started as my partner, the narrator, and I. Brainstorming on like creating a character and how can we do this within 90 days from post WWE, even though this is something I was pitching to WWE at the time. But upon release, the day I was released is the same day I filmed this vignette where I show up with a shaved head and this promo that eventually aired on my socials and we'll probably start reusing our stuff. But the same day I filmed that was the same day I was released, which again is the universe speaking in strange terms, but then taking that and we have 90 days, like, let's make something creatively unimpeded and see how we feel about it. And very successful and very happy with what we did. For me personally, how fulfilling it was to be able to create on my own terms who I envision this person would be or become based on his past. But also, it was so self-fulfilling because being creative, no matter how much money you make, unless you're creatively satisfied, you're never satisfied.
Yeah.
Making zero money, but super creatively, yeah, super creatively satisfied that we wanted to bring that opportunity to other talents.
So you put that together in 90 days. Yeah. It was, doesn't feel right to call it this cinematic style of matches, but
no.
You know, it was during that time when you couldn't have crowds.
Yeah.
So now you're doing these shows in front of crowds. Is that the plan moving forward?
The plan moving forward is to have sanctioned and then filmed for TV live matches, but
weekly, monthly.
We're looking at it like this. We're going to release the third narrative feature to kind of put an end cap to what we started.
Okay.
And then we're going
to. You like doing things in threes.
It's weird, right? Yeah. It's a good number. It's a universal number, I think. I don't know. It's in my name.
Okay, so you're going to do a third one.
Yes. And upon that's releasing, we will then therefore look to create within that style, but we'll uniquely brand it with our new partner, other creative minds, new talents, and sort of create a seasonal aspect that would be about an 8 to 10 episode run leading into one giant show where the payoff is the story you've watched unfold over television. Upon that show taking place, we will then more than likely be on the road 6 whole weeks touring, filming for what would then become sort of a more live show in front of human beings and more traditional in a sense, but then introducing new people, new concepts, new stories, new characters. From there, maybe take a week off and then restart the process until we're billionaires.
Billionaires.
Why not?
I want to ask you a very broad question. I'm just interested to see what your response is to it. What are your general thoughts on pro wrestling right now?
I don't like it. It doesn't engage me. I can't watch it.
Like you famously, infamously perhaps said that pro wrestling was killed for you when Goldberg beat the Fiend.
It did because I know Wyndham very well and he's super creative mind. And I know how much he put into creating that character and that whole, like you can tell when it was him, especially when it started. I'm like, this is so outside the box. This is so impressive. This is so not WWE. This is a one man's vision being relaying, you know, out in real life with that platform. And it caught on like wildfire. Like everyone was into it.
Yeah.
And then it slowly, you could see, oh, this is popular. You can sort of see people starting to get involved in it. And then it's kind of diluting. But watching him create that leading up to WrestleMania, where he created an unbeatable monster killer that if gets beaten on a grand stage means everything for the person that beat him, the story that was told upwards to it.
Yeah, but like then, that Hell in a Cell match with Seth Rollins.
Yeah, why was it red? I still don't know. Like, this one's so red, I couldn't concentrate.
Very red.
Didn't like that. But him watching him put his heart and soul into something and then someone just going, nah, it's over, like that, and flipping the switch on it, even though it's working. And well, what are we going to do? I don't know, have Goldberg beat him in 3 minutes.
Do you think he purposely sandbagged that jackhammer?
I don't think he's a pro. I don't think so. Yeah. I don't remember it very well.
It just ended up being like a snap suplex.
That sucks. I was too busy going, I think because at that point I was doing this. Because the spirit, I'm like, all right, I know what's going to happen here. It just sucked to watch because at that moment I knew no matter what I would do, what I can create, whatever I saw myself as and put out there, it would never matter because if this didn't work, then what's going to? Because it was so good and original.
Do you think that what you're going to do moving forward in your life, in your career, 5, 10, 20, 30 years from now is always going to be tied back somehow into wrestling?
Well, 30 years, world will be over, so I don't have to worry about that.
Wow, really?
Well, yeah, if you would, like, there's some clock and it's supposed to end at 2040, so.
Yeah, whatever. I saw Joe Rogan put that out recently.
Is that what Joe did?
Yeah,
okay. Oh, there's EC3 quoting Joe Rogan. Oh, crazy Bernie Sanders supporter. What a right-wing zealot. Like, shut up. What are you talking about? Guy has opinions and he gets people different opinions on the show and they talk about it. Big fucking deal. Anyways, 20 years, maybe, well, creating within the realm, I think would be great, but branching out of it as well. If we create something, which the goal is, and we state it in a lot of our propaganda and our pieces, create something that will last, there'll always be a tie to it. But then we'll probably also know in 20 years, like I'm late 50s, I should, I don't know what's cool anymore, but like hopefully I've molded enough minds that are independent thinkers that have become creative and looked outside the wrestling bubble, I call it, and have the mindset to carry forward something unique and different. Yeah, that would be the goal.
Did you?
Then I'll chime in. I'll show up in my private jet.
Private? Oh, yeah, because you'll be a billionaire.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's the billionaire walk.
Apparently. Yeah. Oh, man, let's see. What do you got for today? Nope. All right. Dog shit, dog shit, dog shit, dog shit. Horrible. Absolute worst. This sucks. Oh, my God. Who's watching this? 3 hours of this? You're kidding me. No more. Can't take it. This sucks.
Sounds like you don't watch a lot of Raw or SmackDown.
No, I like to watch things I enjoy. It's not that. I love the talent. The talent works, you know, super hard when they're not complacent. It's just, I know what it could be, and I know what attracted me to it from childhood to teens to 20s to pursue it as a life to still this day, and I don't see it often.
Do you see it in AEW?
No, not really. I see a lot of complacency in the same moves, and then I'm, well, how can you make moves mean something again? Because they don't mean anything. In one fell swoop, one little purposefully misspelled Instagram post, I made three moves that are so overused, so oversaturated, so watered down, mean everything by just banning them. Think outside the box, do something different, or creatively do them in a way where maybe a referee doesn't see him. Maybe they lead to disqualifications. I don't know. The making them mean something means they're an asset to tell stories, derive emotion, create a moments, which is what this industry is about. So I don't see it.
It was the super kick?
The super kick, the Tope Suicida, and the Canadian Destroyer. So I'm not saying you can't jump over the top rope. You can plancha, you can biscotta. I'm not saying you can't moonsault to the outside. I'm not saying you can't lion salt or quadrubrate a moonsault. I'm not saying you can't flip dive. I'm not saying you can't cannonball dive. I'm not saying you can't do a 720 whatever twist. I'm not saying you can't do a Phoenix fucking splash. All I'm saying is stop going through the fucking middle rope, okay? Everybody does it. It's not cool if everybody does it. That's all.
I feel for Petey Williams and the Canadian Destroyer.
I'll tell you what. The plan I have for Petey Williams, if we ever get the chance to work together, the end conclusion is going to have the fucking roof explode.
I feel
Petey.
For him.
I do owe you a podcast. I forgot about that just now, but let's talk.
I feel for him because the first time I saw the Canadian Destroyer, I went,
"How? What?"
I remember replaying the video frame by frame by frame by frame to go, "Okay, so he." Then the other guy, and I still didn't understand how it worked.
I was working a match with the Pentagon, right? Yeah,
Penta Zero Miro.
Yeah, it was Pentagon at the time.
Yeah.
And we're putting it together, and he's like, talking to me about this match. And like, he's like, yeah, but there's a destroyer.
His English
here.
Isn't that great. So no, how does he describe
it? Oh, he knows. It wasn't bad.
Okay.
Yeah. But like, I'm understanding it, but I'm like, is there a language barrier here? Or is he telling me I'm going to be giving him the Canadian Destroyer twice? And I'm like, and
you're
like,
going to give it to him?
Yeah, that's what he was talking about. I'm like, wait, I'm giving it? I don't know. I mean, okay. I change it. But I let him give it to me and it hurt. Oh, it could have been a finish if I didn't get my foot on the ropes, but I protected it because that's what you do. You protect moves that are super cool.
Did you see that people made a big deal out of your comment on the news story about Marco Stunt getting released?
What did I say?
You were basically like,
oh, yeah. Be a man and fire him.
Yes.
Am I wrong?
Well, I think that you're looking at it like, as a sports-centric thing. Like, if this is sports-centric, if you play for an NBA team or an NFL team, you get cut. That's just unfortunately how it works in pro sports. And you're saying, if there's going to be cuts, then just do it. Make the cut.
You can't be everybody's friend in business. And as a boss, I think like you kind of have to have the wield the hammer sometimes.
And I seemed here that Marco was unsure of what might have been happening, and it sounds like his texts weren't getting responded to.
That sucks. You know what? And then sometimes no response is a response, and
this is dating advice now.
Yeah, that's one thing too. That as I assume whatever scene role I have now, czar of nonsense, leader of the
new business,
leader of the CYN catastrophe. I try to get back to everybody because there's nothing worse. Nothing worse. And this happens all the time, even as a top-level talent. And I can't stand it. And I can call many people out on this, but it's like you pitch and you put your heart and soul in this pitch and this idea that is created to generate money for you, your company. Time, effort is put into a clear direction. I think all this could work. I'd love to hear your feedback. And if you say yes, great. If you say no, I accept it. But if you don't respond, I get so fucking mad because just have the courage to say no. Just say no to people. And the same thing as being a boss. Just have the ability. Like, you can't be everybody's friend. And it sucks, man. It sucks to hurt someone's feelings. I don't even pay, and I had to fire a talent. And it was heartbreaking. Heartbreaking.
You don't pay your talent?
Well, we do now. We're making money. But at the time, like, we had no financial, but I had to let him go for the time being. And it was a horrible feeling. But I had to give him that, the clarity, so he knows, okay, I can move on. And, like, the fucking mentality of ghosting somebody you're in a relationship with, just, it's okay to say no. It's okay to say no.
That was great. We're almost at, I said it would be 40 minutes, and we're almost exactly at 40 minutes here. Do you remember the last question that I asked you on the last podcast? I end every conversation with
this. I don't.
No, and when I say it, you'll go, oh yeah, that one.
Yes, I will.
I live in a state of gratitude all the time. I think it's so important to focus on the things that are happening in your life rather than focusing on the things that you don't have in your life.
That's so good.
So I end every conversation asking my guests, what are three things in your life that you're grateful for?
I am grateful for health because I felt for a minute what it felt like being taken away. And I'm like, oh, geez, this is in good. I can't be more grateful than I am for family. See, I'm getting all choked up. You son of a bitch. Yes, I mean, my family means everything.
On your day of birth.
On my day of birth, mom and dad. And I'm sure we'd come back to a phone of messages from them, but like, you know, they mean everything to me. But final thing might get me is I'm thankful for everybody within Control Your Narrative, from our new television partner to my best friend and partner JC to the Titan with the swollen throat that couldn't come here to speak today.
Braun Strowman.
Yes. Adam Scherer. He's a Titan now. To each and every talent that have found trust and leadership in me, like, it's a burden. It's not a burden, it's a responsibility. To owe them a lot. And like,
it's a Durden.
Yeah.
It's a Durden.
It's a Durden. Oh, here he is again. He's Tyler Durden. But it's, I got a few messages from some of the guys, like especially the young up and comers, were like, happy birthday, dear leader. And I'm like, yeah.
Does it feel like a cult?
In a way, which I love. But then my response is, well, thank you, but I'm not your leader. Because you are the leaders you've been waiting for. Like, you're your own leader, you know? If I could show them that, maybe I led them to that, but in theory, they are their own leaders. So I like that
you
quote.
Control your own destiny.
Yeah, maybe your narrative, your narrative too. Yeah. What a tricky word narrative became. But I'm thankful for everybody that made this possible to get here because the potential and the future and the upside is so high. And even if it came, like, even if cancellation, screaming halt, nuclear bomb blew it all up and is dust and residue and broken bones in my body and I am nothing left, at least I tried. And I'm thankful for that.
You're all in on this.
All in, man. It's the only way to be. It's the only way to get anything done.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, there's probably a million stories of people all in on things that have never panned out that you don't hear.
Then were they really all in?
Maybe not. But then... How many great success and world-changing, not world-changing, but life-changing, or world-changing in a sense, stories are told because this person went all in with it and believed in it so much they carried it through.
That is literally every success story.
Every one of them.
From entrepreneurs to athletes to world leaders.
People are you're selling sporting clothes out of your trunk? What do you got in that garage? A bunch of supercomputers? What are you going to do? Deliver books? Like, you know, fucking what happens?
Yeah. The Facebook.
Yeah. You like hot or not, you dork? No, but I know how to steal it and make it my own.
What if someone actually comes to the rage room and like just wants to scream at you for 3 minutes?
I can listen to it.
And you just sit there?
Yeah.
And then you shake their hand when it's done?
I mean, I hope they feel better. Do you feel better?
They probably need a hug after that, actually.
We would like a lot of this stuff we're doing and what we notice from the seminars and even before our narrative filming, the feature is what's like, it kind of became a support group for a lot of people. And it wasn't intentional, but that's what it's become. And if that's what the message that we can carry over to fans when they get past all the horse shit and bullshit and like whatever, and like, yeah, I'm going to lean into it and I'm going to troll you a little bit and I'm going to poke you and you're going to scream at me and it's going to be cool. And then one day you say I'm a genius or you say I suck really bad. Mm. And it's fine because whatever. But at the end of it, what we're creating is something more that's kind of beyond wrestling that hopefully brings people, whether they're together or whether they become their best self, like they're in a better place for it. So that's the intent.
I like it.
I hope so.
We'll wrap it up on that.
That's good.
Happy birthday, my friend.
Shut up.
Happy birthday.
Happy. Thank you. All right, let's eat some gunpowder and hit it.
Let's do it.
There we go. Big thank you to EC3. And as we mentioned, I flew into Orlando and we did a workout together. We did this interview together. So you'll be seeing that workout on my YouTube channel very soon. It's just like that workout I did with Billy Gunn and Mike O'Hearn. It's a badass workout. I also did a killer workout with Killer Cross. Pun intended, of course. So that'll also be on my YouTube channel very soon. And I can't wait to see you in Dallas for our first live episode of Insight with the massive Braun Strowman, aka Adam Scher. I just can't wait. I can't wait to see you guys there. So check out my Instagram or my Twitter for more ticket information. This is the first of many interviews where we can all be together for these. I'll leave you with the words of Joseph Campbell, who said, "If the path before you is clear, you're probably on someone else's path." Very applicable to this conversation we had here today. Be great. Be grateful. Have an amazing weekend. We'll see you in Dallas for some more Insight.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.